And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 2nd. This week in 1977, Elvis Presley's body was moved from a Memphis cemetery to the Meditation Garden at Graceland after a plot was foiled to steal the body. In 1954, Elvis made his only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville as the Opry manager told him to stick to driving a truck. Manfred Mann became the first Western rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain. It happened this week in Prague, Czechoslovakia, in 1965. The Everly Brothers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1986. Lots of TV debuts this week. Soul Train premiered a national syndication in 1971 with guests Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Honeycone. Ben Casey, the TV show, Dr. Ben Casey, had its premiere this week in 1961, and it ran for five seasons and starred would-be singer and actor Vince Everett. The very first single released on Phil Spector's Phillies Records came out this week in 1961. It was by the Crystals and called There's No Other Like My Baby. The posthumous John Lennon documentary Imagine had its premiere in Hollywood, California this week in 1988. The Concert for George, the film of the George Harrison tribute show, opened this week in 2003. Ricky Nelson's parents, Ozzy and Harriet, got married this week in 1935, and in 1952, their TV series, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet with son Ricky, began its 14-year run on TV. The Mickey Mouse Club with Annette debuted this week in 1955. The Pat Boone Chevy Showroom lasted 2 years, debuting in 1957. Eric Clapton joined the Yardbirds at a performance of the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, England, this week in 1963. Roger Miller was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 66. The first Beatles single, Love Me Do, along with P.S. I Love You, was released in England this week in 1962. In 64, the Beatles headlined an all-British edition of Shindig, performing three songs taped in London. Route 66, the TV show, began a four-year run, and it starred Martin Miller and George Maharis, debuting this week in 1960. Little Richard began what he thought was a gospel tour of England, but Sam Cooke convinced him to return to singing rock and roll this week in 1962. In 1987, the Chuck Berry documentary film Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll opened, and Chuck was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Other TV show debuts, The Twilight Zone premiered this week in 1959. The Alvin Show with the Chipmunks premiered this week in 1961, lasting one season in prime time, and then aired in reruns on Saturday morning for three more years. The movie Girls Town with Paul Anka opened this week in 1959. In the studio, Connie Francis recorded Who's Sorry Now in 57. Neil Sedaka cut Happy Birthday, Sweet 16 in 61. The Beatles began recording 8 days a week this week in 64. Gary Lewis and the Playboys cut She's Just My Style and Sure Gonna Miss Her in 65. And Jerry Lee Lewis recorded Great Balls of Fire this week in 1957. Birthdays, Don McLean is 70. David Somerville from the Diamonds, born this week in 1933. Chubby Checker turned 73. Eddie Cochran, born 38. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac is 67. Alan O'Day, born in 40. Leroy Van Dyke turned 85, rather. Steve Miller is 71. Carlo Mastrangelo from the Belmonts, 76. Mrs. Miller, born this week in 1907. Bill Dana, known as Jose Jimenez, the astronaut, is 90. B.W. Stevenson, born 1949. Millie Small is 70. Al Martino, born 1926. Buzz Clifford, remember Babysitting Boogie? He's 73. Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang is 65. Fred Cash from The Impressions is 75. And Perkle Lee Moses, the lead singer of the Eldorados, born this week in 1937. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 2nd. For any late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.